Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We'll give you a winner for our question of the day, an athlete, living athlete that you want to have a beer with. You can keep the text coming in, 615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group. Let's say hello to our man Lee Sterling. ParamountSports.com joins us every Friday at this time to give you some picks for the weekend. Lee, how are you?
I'm great. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
I did. I know you were up in New York City, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we decided to give it a shot. My daughter lives up there now, my youngest, and I always wanted to go to the Macy's Day Parade. So we just got lucky. The day before and day after, it was raining. It was 53 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. And it was just one of those perfect days. I thought there'd be like 15, 20 people deep. It was 35 to 40 people deep on both sides. It was, though, incredible. Just everyone was in a great mood, something I think everyone needs to do once in their lifetime. And then I also saw the Dolphins-Jets game, saw UConn in Texas, saw the Heat play twice, and took the wife to Billy Joel. But the highlight of the trip had to be after the Billy Joel concert. We are leaving in an Uber, and Billy Joel himself pulled up in an SUV with his bodyguard with the windows down, and we stopped at a light, and my wife had over a minute conversation with him. So,
oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
So, a lot of fun. But that was the icing on the cake to the weekend.
Sounds like a great trip for sure. All right, let's get to the picks for this weekend as we enter championship weekend in college football and then another slate of NFL games. Florida State, a 2.5-point favorite against Louisville.
Florida State is clearly the better team with Jordan Travis.
Right.
Without him, I think that they are at best even with Louisville. And I'm hearing right now that Tay Rodemaker is a game-time decision with a concussion. He's in concussion protocol. Got a pretty good source there. So we'll see what happens with that. Even if he does play, they only had 224 total yards in the game last week against Florida. And Florida dominated for three quarters here. The weather is going to be awful for the game. Florida ran over them for 146 yards in that game. And I think Louisville's got a better running attack than Florida, more explosive in the as far as receivers. And the three times so far this year, Louisville has turned the ball over three times in a game. First two times, they came back the next game and dominated Notre Dame 33-20, then shut out Duke 23-0. I think they're going to rebound here and do the selection committee a favor. Wrong team favored. Louisville outright 30-24.
Okay. And then in the SEC championship game, this one in Atlanta, Georgia, a 5.5-point favorite against Alabama.
I mean, both of these two teams were sleepwalking. Alabama's, though, their 4th-and-31 conversion for a touchdown obviously was the talk of the weekend. Would you agree, outside of Mario Cristobal's decision not to take a knee, that rushing two defensive linemen and having a spy has to be the number two worst decision by a coach in the entire season?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay. But that's all everyone's talking about. No one's talking about Georgia escaping the game against Georgia Tech, winning the game by only 8. I think their defense is good, but not even close to where it was the last 2 years. They allowed 4.9 yards per carry last two games against Tennessee and Georgia Tech. While Bama's offense is really getting it going, they're averaging almost 6 yards per carry the last four games. I think both offensive and defensive lines are pretty much a push. I think Jalen Milroe's ability to extend plays and not just run, wait and allow his receivers to get open on the run could be the deciding factor here. And Georgia, I know, has won 29 straight games, but Bama's won 7 of the last 8 in the series, and Bama has all the motivation. Georgia could still get in if they lose a close game. I like Alabama here, 27-23.
Moving to the NFL, Jacksonville, an 8.5-point favorite against Cincinnati, obviously with no Joe Burrow.
Right, and I don't understand what the situation was with Zach Taylor. I mean, you know you're playing the game with a backup quarterback and you run the ball only 11 times, passed it 30 times, made no sense. I don't know what his game plan was. It certainly was not going to work, and now they're going to face Jacksonville. I think at 5-6, this is going to be their last hurrah. Down the road, they might give up, but I think they're going to try to force Trevor Lawrence to throw the ball over the middle. That's where he's had some problems this year. And Jacksonville, very conservative once they get a lead so far this year. This game kind of reminds me, not as high scoring, but reminds me of the game last night where the better team wins but doesn't cover. More than a touchdown is a lot in the NFL. I think Jacksonville wins 23-17, but the Bengals cover.
Then we got Houston -3 against the surging Denver Broncos.
Wow. I mean, I thought they were for dead. I mean, after giving up 70 points and over 700 yards to Miami, the job that Sean Payton has done has been incredible. I asked a friend of mine, big Houston fan, we're in the gym. I said, tell me what you like about Houston so far this year. He says, C.J. Stroud. I said, absolutely. I said, who else? He goes, Nico Collins. I said, yep. Who else? Silence. Couldn't come up with a third thing. I still think they have a lot of weaknesses, and I think Denver can expose them. Sean Payton doing a great job. Russell Wilson last year I thought was the worst quarterback in the NFL. This year, 20 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions. Their defense has caused 15 turnovers in the last 4 games. That's the best stretch in 34 years, and they ran for 169 yards on a Browns defense that had given up fewest yards per game going into that game here. I like Denver here, 27-20.
Then at Nissan Stadium, the Titans trying to win 2 in a row for the first time this year as they host the Colts. The Colts, a 1-point favorite on the road.
Titans were in control from the get-go last week. Never trailed versus the Panthers. They snapped that 3-game losing streak. First drive was just beautiful to watch. Titans, 15 plays, 91 yards. I think it was about 9 minutes of time of possession. They need to have more of that. Jonathan Taylor for Indianapolis ran for 2 touchdowns. The Colts won their 3rd straight game, but Jonathan Taylor is out for 3 weeks. Gardner Minshew won for a 3rd straight game. He has never done that in his career. I don't think you're going to see a 4th win in a row here. And Tennessee's dominated of late, winning 5-6 here. Just got to stay away from being conservative. Didn't you think they were real conservative in the second half?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, thought a little too much. So let's see if they can overcome that. But I think Tennessee wins and covers this game, 23-13.
And then the free play this week, Kansas City -6 against Green Bay. But they got to call you to get that one.
Yep, we're going to give it to the first 5 callers. Love this game, KC and Green Bay. I think there's a clear right side winner. First 5 callers get it for free. Call 800-400-9741. It's on me. And this is all about football the next month. We call it Double Down December. We've won 10 out of 14 weeks in college football. We've only had 2 losing weeks in the NFL on Sundays. So you want to hop on board, get championship week, all my selections this week, all the bowl games, that's 35 bowl games through December 31st, and 5 weeks of the NFL. Normally it's $497. Last year we had it for $397. We're going to make it even cheaper than that, $297 for everything through December 31st. It's called Double Down December. It's available one place, ParamountSports.com.
Check it out for sure. Lee, appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
Absolutely. Lee Sterling joining us, ParamountSports.com. Coming up next, we will get more of your texts. Athlete you want to have a beer with, a living athlete, and also celebrity birthdays. That's next. Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.